A reading from the Gospel of Luke. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" There are several things in the Gospel of Luke that distinguish it from the other synoptic Gospels. For one thing, there is the powerful image of the journey to Jerusalem with all that it entails. Luke says more about the women in Jesus' life than Matthew and Mark. He has a lot to say about the perils of wealth and the value put in jeopardy if we place great store by material goods. His gospel also sees hospitality as a vital part of the Christian message. Have you noticed how often in Luke Jesus is going to someone's house or sharing a meal with people or coming away from a meal? Hospitality is at the center of the reading for today. We might think that the essence of hospitality is about sharing, and by that we generally mean giving, making the other person feel welcome, providing for their comfort and nourishment in some special way. Actually, Jesus is very doubtful about this kind of hospitality because it usually implies that the guest is under an obligation to the host. And that is not hospitality at all. Remember what he tells the Pharisee a little bit later in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed." So, in today's reading, Luke, the emphasis is on being a gracious recipient. Have you noticed that Jesus never holds a dinner party? He is always a guest. Even at the Passover, someone else prepares the meal. So here, the disciples, 72 of them. 72 was the number of nations in traditional Jewish understanding. All 72 are told to go out and place themselves at the mercy of whoever invites them to stay. And in return, what does Jesus tell them they have to offer? There are two things. One is that they can give the people understanding of a new life, that they are invited to place their lives not in the hands of earthly rulers and authorities, but into the hands of God, whose kingdom is right here with them. And the other thing the disciples can offer is to heal the people, to listen to their pains and anxieties and suffering, the misery and oppression that they experience in their daily lives, and give them instead hope and courage and the excitement of living a new kind of life in the kingdom of God. We are so used to the social conventions of inviting into our homes people we feel we can share not only food with, but also life experiences, and of tacitly hoping we will be invited to our guest's home sometime. It's not easy to invite someone who is away outside our normal social scene. We may feel embarrassed. I recall many years ago inviting a couple we had barely met to dinner. My wife and I knew that the man had only one arm, but thoughtlessly we cooked steak. I remember the embarrassment I felt as he skillfully cut the steak on his plate with a fork. But it is difficult also to show delight at an invitation to the home of someone who is outside our group. What if they serve up something we hate? How do you eat their food? What shall we talk about? What about hygiene? There might be cockroaches in their dingy home. We may try to tell ourselves it's not fair to burden poor people with providing for us from their slender means. But that's just an excuse. Generally speaking, for someone on the margins of society, inviting someone to a meal is a great gift and a rare compliment. Jesus is firm with his disciples. Just go, he says. Put yourself totally in the hands of the other. After all, you have something of great value to offer them in return. You can offer them the kingdom of God. Go!